This is the State of Things from the Triad Stage in downtown Greensboro. I'm Frank Stachow. Thank you. The Charlotte City Council met last night, and on their agenda, the non-discrimination ordinance that prompted House Bill 2. The council declined to act on a proposal to repeal, reducing the likelihood of a compromise deal with legislators, and those state lawmakers remain in Raleigh to hash out the state budget. The House passed their version last week. Senators began work on their version this week. Teacher pay and tax policy topped the agendas for both chambers. The $22 billion proposal includes an increase in the standard deduction, but lawmakers are at odds about the time frame for changes. We're also talking about pay increases for teachers, but we're not sure how that's going to look in the end. Joe Killian is a reporter with the Greensboro News and Record. Welcome back, Joe. Let's start with the Charlotte business last night, kind of a surprise. Tell us, take us through that whole process. What was on the agenda?
Well, okay, so it started off with, I guess you guys are all aware that all this HB2 business began with a Charlotte non-discrimination ordinance that was passed. In reaction, the state passed HB2, which just reached far beyond what it is that Charlotte was dealing with. And ever since then, there's been this discussion of, can there be some sort of compromise? And these discussions are happening very quietly. People are not talking about them on the record, largely. But last month, one of our state reps, John Hardister, told me on the record in a story, oh, yeah, we're talking about it. You know, I think it'll probably end up getting changed a little bit, perhaps not a full repeal. So especially in the House, there are probably more than a dozen Republicans who want to see some sort of change because of the economic hit the state has been taking over it, because it appears that they are sort of losing the war for public opinion. If you look at the polls over this, and especially urban Republicans from urban areas, their areas are being hit hardest, and also they have to deal with an electorate that is perhaps a little less likely to send them back if they're angry over this. So there are some people in the House who'd like to see that. Fewer people in the Senate, although there are some. And, up until just, a week or two ago, there were folks in the Senate, like Trudy Wade, our state senator, just completely denying there were any conversations about this. But the Charlotte mayor and Charlotte City Council members were meeting with House and Senate leaders the last couple of weeks, and some sort of grand bargain, they thought, had been struck, whereby some parts of HB2 might be changed in exchange for the City Council, just sort of getting rid of that altogether. What they had passed, even though a lot of it had been invalidated by HB2 anyway. So, word of this spread, and it ticked a lot of people off. Right. But, really sort of hard right Republicans don't want to see it changed at all. Democrats don't want to see, ground be given. LGBT leaders don't want to see a compromise whereby some things get taken out, but the bulk of it stands. And so there was a lot of pressure on the City Council to not go through with that. And in the end, what they ended up doing was 30 minutes before the meeting, pulling it off the agenda altogether. Mm. So we're not even going to discuss it. And then during the meeting, because there's this split on the City Council as to maybe we should make a deal, maybe we shouldn't, the mayor's very against it. They went ahead and discussed it, but there weren't the votes to do it.
So they voted not to talk about it, essentially,
right.
which killed it.
Not
it was interesting because
we
saw that there might have been a vote in favor of some deal, and we didn't know the details. I don't know if you knew the details of what that deal
might
have been.
I know what had been floated. I don't know what I wasn't in the room when it was agreed to, but a number of people have talked to me sort of not for attribution about the idea of taking parts of HB2, like, for instance, public accommodation things, but not bathroom stuff, out. Or, perhaps we'll take this other onerous stuff that doesn't deal with LGBT things out, but, things like that. And the problem is finding any sort of deal that will make people happy, because if you're, an LGBT person, of course, you don't want to see any of those things go away. There's also a coalition now of people who are not just LGBT, but we're also looking at NAACP support because of certain pieces of that bill, also stand to hurt any number of people in protected classes.
Right. And the other thing is that whatever the deal was that this handful of House Republicans brings to you, they have to get it through the whole House and the Senate, and there's no guarantee. So you repeal your city ordinance, and then you go to the Senate, and Phil Berger says no.
Yeah, you've sort of given away your only bargaining chip. Now, Berger and Tim Moore, the head of the House, reportedly were in on discussions with the Charlotte City Council, but that doesn't mean anything. I mean, it doesn't mean that you can definitely get it passed through both chambers. It doesn't mean that some you know, public opinion thing doesn't shift once right. once you've made that deal. So, yeah, it puts the Charlotte City Council over a barrel for sure.
All right. And just very briefly, because I want to get to the budget,
sure.
but also what are the dynamics? This does suggest that there are Republicans, at least in the House, who are very concerned about the damage that HB2 is doing to the state.
Oh, I mean, there are Republicans who are being open about that. I mean, we've got right here in Greensboro, we've got or right here in Guilford County, I should say, we've got Republicans who have gone on record, elected Republicans, as saying, you know, I believe that this is hurting the economy. We need to do something right. You know, with this, Faircloth from High Point said that almost immediately when all this news about the furniture market trouble came out. We, you know, and you know, depending what they don't necessarily agree on is who's to blame. Mm-hmm. Everybody agrees it's a problem. It's a black eye, and you know, there's some trouble.
All right. Well, we will keep following this story, no doubt. But I do want to get to the budget. House passed its version last week. The Senate is working on it. Let's get right to what the Senate is considering at the
sure.
moment.
Sure. Well, the biggest difference between the two sides is, you know, everybody's talking about a tax cut of some kind. And what that would look like is increasing the standard deduction you can take. And the House, you know, the House wants to see that get phased in over 3 years. The Senate would like it to happen even faster than that. And that what that ends up being, the difference of opinion, is a gap in money of about $70 million, which to you and me is a tremendous amount of money, but you're talking about a $22 billion, you know, yeah. budget. So among disagreements they could be having, it's a small one. You know, what was interesting to me about the House vote was that while it wasn't unanimous, there were 12 Democrats who voted against it. You know, it was voted for overwhelmingly in a bipartisan way. And even if a lot of the Democrats felt like there wasn't enough spending, for instance, for raises for teachers, for state employees, for retirees as a cost of living increase, there were increases in those areas. So
but let's talk about those increases
sure.
too, because you're talking about cutting taxes, a slight raise for teachers. Well, tell us what's on the table in the Senate.
Yeah, well, you know, my sense is from talking to people is not that the Senate necessarily wants to change any of those things. But you know, once you get to the Senate, and once the House and the Senate begin going back and forth on these things, the danger is that there will be some horse trading, and somebody will say, well, you can have this thing that you like, but we're going to attach the following things. Like, for instance, there was and this ended up dying in the House, but there was a proposal to get rid of a program that was going to spend, I think it's $300,000 to put refrigerators in the grants, to put refrigerators in little curb markets in places that are in food deserts where there aren't, you know, fresh food, where there's mm-hmm. not grocery stores nearby, which if you don't have your own transportation becomes a problem when you're trying to feed a family. That's a relatively small amount of money, but there was a Republican House member who wanted to just get rid of that, cut it, and put that money elsewhere. And that ended up dying and going forward. But little things like that, little political things like that, I don't want to spend money in this area because it doesn't help the people that I represent. I'd like to...
There's another big question, though. Nobody's talking about a lot of money. I mean, before 2010, we got teacher pay. The state of North Carolina had teacher pay relative to the rest of the country. We were somewhere in the middle of the pack. We were in the 20s. We have since slipped to 42. I think this year we skyrocketed to number 41 in the nation for teacher pay,
right.
suggesting that we are really, really far behind. You're cutting taxes. You're raising pay only a little bit. You're going to stay in that lower tenth. The question is, where does the money come from? How do you cut taxes and increase spending?
Yeah. Well, right now what we're looking at is the economy is improving. So we got a little more money to play with. And the big fight in that, well, to the degree it was a real fight, in the House was people were saying, well, hold on. If the economy is improving, if we've got more revenue coming in, why in the world aren't we doing more to put back those things that we had to cut when the economy was so bad? And one of the big points of contention is that this spending plan that was passed by the House puts another $300 million into the reserve fund, the rainy day fund, and that'll bring it to a record balance of like $1.4 billion, right, in the rainy day fund. Well, there are Democrats saying it's raining right now. You know, we're losing teachers. We're, you know, we got employees who, you know, are having trouble making their bills. We need to give them those increases. And, you know, it's worth saying that the increase that they're going to see, the teachers is over the – it's an average, when you average it out of 4%. Most of that's going to go to people in the middle of their careers. They're going to get the biggest bumps because we did pay raises for some beginning teachers last time, and the state workers, most state workers are going to get a 2% raise. Retired workers are going to see a 1.6% cost of living increase. But when you look at all those numbers, they're relatively small,
right?
Especially, as you say, when you're looking at going from 42 to 41.
Well, and if you hadn't, and forget about a tax increase, suppose you just didn't cut taxes.
Right.
You could feed the rainy day fund.
Yes.
Get yourself back up to the middle of the pack. And,
right. Or if you just didn't cut taxes so much.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't even have to not cut taxes. I mean, nobody wants to vote against tax cuts, especially in election year. But yeah, I mean, that's the essential argument in all government, really, is, you know, what are we doing with this money? How are we doing it? Where are our priorities?
Well, thank you for covering it and bringing us up to date. Joe Killian from the Greensboro News and Record. Thank you for being on the program.
Thanks.
You're listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio. We're a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. We're going to talk about artistic interpretations of World War I in just a moment. But first, a group of Greensboro musicians pay tribute to the godmother of rock and roll, Sister Rosetta Tharpe. We'll hear a sample right now.